Good to be with you once again. Looks like God's given us a beautiful, cool morning. But we're here. Hopefully you're glad to be here. I'm sure God is glad for us to all show up this morning. Hopefully you had a good holidays, a very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Can you imagine it's 2023? You know, I can remember back in 99, remember Y2K, you know, they thought everything was going to shut down and everything. And I can remember being in my apartment and I was home and one of my buddies called me about, I don't know, it was after 12 and I answered, I said, the phones work, you know, because everything was supposed to shut down and everything. But time really, really flies. This morning's lesson has to do with the new year. You know, this is the time in January when a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. I'm not sure if you've made any or you're thinking about making some. And most of the time, our New Year's resolutions are physical. You know, we want to go to the gym. We want to work out better. We want to lose some weight. We want to eat better. And all that is good. Don't get me wrong. But have you ever thought about having some spiritual New Year's resolutions? Spiritual New Year's resolutions. If you look up the definition of a resolution, it says a firm decision to do or not to do something. A firm decision to do or not to do this something. This morning, I would like to propose to you some spiritual New Year's resolutions. Some of them may be pertinent to you, some of them may not be pertinent to you. But I strongly feel out of my list, there's at least one that we can all take and walk out of here saying, I want to be a better person and a better Christian in 2023. Than I was in 2022. First spiritual New Year's resolution. If you're sitting there this morning and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why not? Why not become a Christian today? What better way to go into 2023 than to say, I am a Christian? You may be sitting there and you have contemplated it and thought about it and debated back and forth, but don't. Not anymore. We sing a song that says it's only a step. It's a big step. It's a giant step. It's a life-changing step. But it's a step I promise you, you will never regret. Because the longer you sit there and the longer you put it off, you're just like King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26. When Paul comes to him and starts talking to him, King Agrippa says, Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Don't be almost persuaded anymore, any longer. Take action today and become a Christian. There has not been a day in my life that I have regretted putting on Christ. Yeah, I was nervous when I went forward. That's only natural. But we will all rejoice. What you want to be is not like King Agrippa. What you want to be is like those Christians on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. They heard Peter's sermon, his lesson, his speech, whatever you want to call what Peter said there. They heard it and they said in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Be cut to the heart. And they ask, what shall we do? And Peter says, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what happens. And what happens also is God will add you to his church. Verse 41 says, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. God will add you to his church. Again, if you're sitting there this morning and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why not? Become a Christian today. Let 2023 be the year that you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or if you're sitting there and you've fallen away from Christ, you've fallen away from the church, come back. Let today be the day that you come back. You see, what happens is in Luke chapter 8, talks about the word falling on different types of people. And maybe you're sitting there and you're this type of person. In Luke chapter 8, verse 13, it says, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and then in time of temptation fall away. Maybe you've fallen away from God because you went through trials and tribulations and temptations and tests. We all go through them. And maybe you've fallen away during that time. Come back now. Come back today before it's ever too late. Because when you fall away from Christ, this is what Scripture says in James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death. See, your soul is lost when you're falling away. When you've drifted away. Or if you're sitting there and you just need prayers of the church, come back. Come. We will pray for you. We will make things right for you. Because again, in Hebrews 6, verse 6, it says, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. When we fall away, we put him to open shame again. We crucify him again. Not sure about you, but I don't want to be accused of that. So if you're here this morning and you fall away, come back. And the angels in heaven will rejoice. Another New Year's resolution is, how about we be at more services than we were in the past? How about we attend more services than we have in the past? Think back in 2022, this is a personal question, how many services, how many gospel meetings, how many gospel sings did you go to? Can you do better? I know I can do better. When those doors are open, how often do we come in? Can we attend services a little bit more? Because when we do come in, we're doing what Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of his God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to. That's what we're doing. We're seeking his kingdom and his righteousness when we come in. And we should want to come in. You should walk out of here edified and built up, saying, I'm glad I came this morning. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Are you glad to get up and go? Again, as I said in the past, never walked into a place of worship and walked out and say, boy, I wish I didn't come. Can we come to a little bit more? Yeah, we're going to miss some. No one's perfect. No one can attend everything all the time. But don't let it become a habit. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Don't make it a habit to miss. It's easy to do in the life that we live and the hustle and bustle and everything that happens. Make a conscious effort. Can we attend services a little bit more in 2023 than we have in the past? How about this one? How about we read the Bible a little bit more? How about we read the Bible a little bit more? I sure hope you don't take that book as you walk out and throw it in the back seat of the car and not pick it up again until next Sunday morning. I know I can read it a little bit more. I do a pretty good job in the wintertime. But come summertime when it's nice and it's daylight till 9, 9:30, I'm outside doing things, I don't read as much as I should. I need to work on that. But we need to be like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. It says, the Bereans who searched the scriptures daily. Daily. That's what we should be doing. Again, I'm as guilty as you. I need to read it and study it more. Because this is the only book that can claim what 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. It has in it everything we need, everything we possibly could want. It's in there. It's the inspiration of God, or another translation says, God breathed. You want to know what God thinks and what God has to say about this or that? It's there. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped. It has everything in it. We just need to pick it up and read it and study it. Psalm 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God is light. We live in a world of darkness. I'm an optimist, but that's the truth. You just turn on the news, you open up a newspaper, it doesn't take you very long. We live in a world of darkness, and it seems like it's getting darker. The only light this world has is us. Is God's scripture. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Let it shine. I think we can all read the Bible a little bit more this year than we have in the past. And again, I do not think you will regret reading the Bible. I've never met anyone to this day that says, boy, I wish I never read that book. Another New Year's resolution, how about we pray? How about we pray a little bit more? Because I don't read anywhere in Scripture where it tells us the amount of prayer that we should do. I don't think we can talk to God enough. Because that's what prayer is, talking to God. Talking to our Father in heaven. I know my two boys can't talk to me enough. Sometimes I would like for them to talk more than they do. And that's all it is, us talking to our Father in heaven. And I've said it before, it doesn't have to be your kneel down, hand clasped, head bowed prayer. It can just be out there walking and in the woods or driving. God hears it. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. God wants to hear from you. He not only wants to hear what we want and what we need, but he also wants to hear a thank you. We need to thank God more for all the blessings he has given us, for all the great things he has provided for us. Not just the negatives of life. James 5:16 says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, what? Avails much. That's how powerful prayer is. The psalmist says in Psalm 55, verse 17, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 says, pray without ceasing. Now, we're going to stop, obviously. But that shows us how, that tells us how important prayer is, how important God expects us to pray. And we have that perfect example in Jesus. Jesus prayed all the time. In the garden, he was praying the night before he was going to die. And the sweat was like drops of blood going down. He was there to get encouragement. If Jesus thought it was important to pray, then brothers and sisters, we should too. How about we win one to the Lord? How about we bring one person to the Lord this year? Can you imagine if every person sitting here brings one person to Christ, one person to God? Proverbs 11, verse 30 says, and he who wins a soul is wise. He who wins a soul is wise. We should be like Andrew. You go back in John chapter 1, when Andrew hears about Jesus, what does he do? It says, and one of the two who heard John speak, or John, I'm sorry, and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and to be an Andrew, find one and bring him to Jesus as he. Andrew heard, and Andrew said, I got to go get my brother. I have to go get my brother. And he went, and he got him, and he brings him back. And it tells us, and to be an Andrew, find one and bring him to Jesus. Think how great it would be if everyone here would say, I'm going to bring one to the Lord. Another New Year's resolution. How about we love a little bit more? How about we love a little bit more? Again, it doesn't take very long to watch the news or read the newspaper or go online. This world needs a lot more love. And who is it going to come from? It has to come from us. It has to come from us. How important is love? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us a lot about love. It says, if I speak with tongues of men and of angels but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have all the faith so as to move mountains, but do not love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. I can have everything in this world, but if I do not have love, Scripture says, I have nothing. Tells us love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, it is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's how important love is. When they asked Jesus what the greatest commandment was, he could have picked anything. And what does he say? Love thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and thy strength. And he even gave him a bonus one. The second one is just like it. Love thy neighbor as yourself. Is there a coincidence that love is part of both of them? No. No, it's not. Because we're told God is love. We need more love in this world than ever before. I think you and I can all love a little bit more. 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are what? And they're not burdensome." Keep his commandments, and we will show people love. Last New Year's resolution, and then the lesson can be yours. How about we go to heaven? How about we go to heaven? How about we make it a priority that we prepare to meet thy God? Another song that we sing. Prepare to meet thy God. We're all going to meet him. We're all going to kneel down. We're all going to bow down. We're all going to confess. Why not prepare for it? 2 Peter 1 verse 10 says, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble." Let us make our calling and our election sure in 2023. I don't think it's arrogant to be able to say, "I know I'm going to heaven." I don't think it's arrogant at all. Because we know we have God's love, his compassion, his mercy. We know if we're doing God's will. And how important is heaven? "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." That's where we want to go. Let it be our mission, our goal in 2023, to prepare to meet thy God, to get there. If you're here this morning and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why not? Or if you're here and you're falling away, why not come back? Let us all make a vow to ourselves and to each other that we are going to make 2023 better than 2022. Let us make a vow that we say we become better people and better Christians this year than last year. This country, this world needs better people and better Christians. And it all starts here with us. It may not be easy, but no one said it will be. Be a better person, be a better Christian. Whatever your need is, come as together we stand, we sing.